Hi guys, I've been off of social media since the 4th of July, and I'm going to be off for 40 days in total. So it'll be the week of my event in August in Los Angeles, the week of August 20th. I'll jump back on social media at some time during that week. But until then, I've been writing a book called One, and basically I'm rewriting Revelations. But I felt like it needed to be addressed. My very first problem with why. I felt like Revelations needed to be rewritten. And this started when I was a child. So I went to Starbucks and I typed 6 pages, and it's called My Problem with God. Growing up, my problem with God was how God was being taught. This God was a father that had authority over not only me, but over the entire world. We were told that we had to place our faith in this father for our lives to go well. We had to place faith in this Father for our comfort and our well-being. We were told that this Father was perfect and we should be like him, quote unquote. Even as a child, it didn't seem right that someone else had authority over my life. I wondered, why do I even exist if someone else is supposed to control me? If I'm here to be like someone else that is perfect, that makes me feel like I can't be myself. And if I can't be myself, I don't want to be here at all. If I have to strive to be perfect like this God, I just won't do anything with my life in fear of being imperfect in everything that I do. If I act in ways that express my emotions at the time, and those actions are not perfect like God, now I feel ashamed of how I acted. Why would I want to be here to try and be perfect and then carry around layers of shame when I fail? This doesn't sound like a God that I want to place faith in, because none of it makes me feel good just about being myself. I also had a problem with placing faith for my well-being in a father, quote unquote, that I couldn't see, because I couldn't even place faith in for my well-being in my father that I could see. Let me reread that again, because I read it kind of wrong. I also had a problem placing faith for my well-being in a father that I couldn't see, because I couldn't even place faith for my well-being in a father that I could see. My own father. If I couldn't trust my own father to take care of me and ensure that I had a good life, how could I trust a father that I couldn't see? How could I trust the people telling me to trust this invisible father when I looked at their lives and their lives were not good? When I say a good life, I don't mean materially. I mean happiness and peace. As a child, I could see energy just as I do now, and I could see who was good, who was bad, who was happy, and who was just pretending to be happy. If I couldn't place faith in those who had authority over me as a child, my parents, to be happy and at peace, how could I place faith in a Father God that I couldn't see to show me how to be happy and at peace? According to the teachings of God, this is His earth, and we are His people. Here's where my problem arose as a child as well. I placed myself in God's shoes, and I said, if I created an entire race of people, I'd want them to be happy and free. I wouldn't force them to acknowledge me as their creator. I wouldn't threaten them with a lake of fire if they didn't acknowledge me as their creator. That was far from how I would act if I loved these people that I created. I would tell them to sing and dance and eat the beautiful food I made for them and enjoy the beautiful landscapes I made for them to see. I would tell them to enjoy each other and every difference in one another, because that's what makes everyone special. I wouldn't make rules for them to live by in fear of being punished by me if they didn't obey those rules. If they were happy, they wouldn't do bad things and wouldn't need rules. When I came back from this vision of being God, I knew indefinitely that the God that was being taught to us wasn't God at all, because everything being taught was keeping people fearful of punishment and ashamed to exist. I knew if God was real as they taught him to be, what an awful father he was. If he had authority over all of creation and he chose to allow creation to suffer, then I was glad that I never placed my faith in him. I was glad that I never worshipped a father that allowed his creations to live a life of division, oppression, sadness, and pain. Even those who do worship him still live a life of poverty, sadness, pain, and suffering, and it makes no sense. Some would respond to this with, "It is the human being's fault that they live the way they do." But then in the same breath say that everything is in God's hands. So which one is it? Am I responsible or is he responsible? because the two statements together feel very hypocritical. What I know now is that the truth is absolute, and it never changes to fit certain situations. Now, searching again for everything I already knew as a child, I was able to clearly see the truth of God and the beast. If God is not everything religion teaches, beginning with being a father who has authority over us, then whose words are claiming to be God in religion? If God is love, and we were all made as a reflection of God, and all creation is a reflection of God, then that means that all of creation, including us, the human race, are love. Nothing more, nothing less. If we existed as we were created to, the world would not be as it is. So who has really had authority over the human race and the earth this whole time? Obviously, it's been something opposite of God that has controlled us. But how would we not see this? Well, the words claiming to be God and religion are the words of the beast. That is the energy opposite of God. That is a presence of fear that has reigned over earth and its people. What has made the human race turn away from who they are, away from God, away from creation itself? Society. Society has created an illusionary world where superficial perfection was the gold standard. Wealth determined importance, color determined worth, and appearance speaks louder than presence. Systems were created that would enforce these codes of an organized way to live. Humanity would be manipulated into believing these systems were necessary for a harmonious life. It has become very clear that organized patterns of relationships and forced ways of living with rules and consequences has never been the natural way of life for the human race, because if it was, we would be at peace. So, the beast that religion warns humanity about was never scheduled to show face in the last days or at the end of mankind, but actually has always been what humanity has been slave to. That is society. That is religion. My bad. Excuse me. Society is what religion is a part of. Society, aka the beast, has taken the human being away from the freedom to be an individual. Society, aka the beast, has taken humanity away from their unalienable rights as a human being. That would mean they have the freedom to pursue happiness in this life without money. Society, aka the beast, has taken land and water from the human being that is here to provide health and shelter for free and put a price on it. Society, aka the beast, has created division between the human race by making the human being believe that if one does not sacrifice their life for money in the form of a job, they are not deserving of food and shelter. Society, aka the beast, has created division between genders by placing roles upon the man and woman that they were never actually meant to play. Society, aka the beast, has created governments where the heads of the beast could rule over a race that outnumbered them. Society, aka the beast, has created a healthcare system that would bring destruction to the human race by giving them man-made chemicals that would transform their natural state of existence, while manipulating them into believing that without this system, they will have no health. Society, aka the beast, has created a justice system that humanity would place its faith in for protection and then use that power to become the source of destruction. Society, aka the beast, has created an education system that would make humanity believe that their worth resides in a piece of paper called a degree. Society, aka the beast, has created an illusionary world where a powerless piece of paper and coin determines the quality of life. Society, aka the beast, has oppressed the powerful and then made them believe that their way out of oppression is to rise in the systems of the beast, like education, corporation, and wealth. Society, aka the beast, is the spider at the middle of the web that nobody can ever reach while playing a role in the web. The only way to dismantle this web is to get out of it. Then the spider has nothing to feed off of and will die. This is the truth of the last days. It was never the last days of mankind. It was the last days of the reign of the beast. But because humanity has become so dependent upon society and its rules, the world would be in chaos when the reign of the beast, aka society, collapsed. So God was never a father that had authority over us and we were responsible for worshiping. We have always been the vessel of God. That is love. And to keep the presence of God far from earth, giving power to the beast, we had to be taken far away from love for ourselves. Society has taken love away from the human race and replaced it with superiority, dependency, division, fear of consequence, and shame. It is time to leave the web of deceit that thrives on the foundation of man-made economy, education, healthcare, justice, and politics. When you begin to love yourself for exactly who you are by remembering that everything you've done to this point hasn't been the real you, but rather the shell you created to fit into society, you will be divinely guided out of the web, that is, out of slavery to the beast. This is how God wins. It is love that wins through you. It is not a God in the sky that is responsible for saving us. You are responsible for being the vessel of salvation. That is being a vessel of love. And that would be it. That would be what I typed today. Thank you all that have stuck with me while I'm off of social media. I highly encourage y'all to pick up Love, the Real Word of God 1, 2, and 3. I encourage you to get the hard copies because there may come a time where the internet is not accessible. So when that time comes, you will not be able to access the Audibles. But until then, there's also Audibles available. I'll be working on part 3 when I get a chance to for Audible. And I'm also working on Love, the Real Word of God part 4 and this new book called One, Revelations Rewritten. And it's all the truths. I'm taking revelations and I'm telling the truth about it because all of it was a lie. It was not a prophecy. It was a plan. And in order to keep that plan from flourishing, we have to know the truth about it. I love you guys. Have a great day.